Hey there, everyone. This is Steven from memeandmeaning.com, and welcome. Welcome to my podcast, where I try to figure out some things, try to distill some wisdom that I can learn to live by a little bit more fully, and hopefully you can pull something of value out of, so we both can grow, so that we both can live well, because there's nothing else to be doing. So this week, talking decisions, we're talking about values and how those two commingle, how they are very dependent upon each other, and what you need to do to make any decision in your life, absolutely any decision, big or small, hard or easy, how to make that so it leads to the fulfillment you desire, so that it leads to the thing you envision, or at least the thing you need. See you on the other side. Been thinking and been researching this past week. I guess like I usually do, and in deciding what to do this podcast about, just reflecting on things and running along the same lines as the past few episodes, theme of doubt, of questioning. I know I'm not the only one in this position where we're faced with decisions and we really don't know what to do. Or at least we think we don't know what to do. And surely we're scared of what to do. How do we live this life well? I know I say that a lot. But in any case, that's the main issue at hand, isn't it? It's like, what else is there? What else is there besides living a fulfilling life? What, are you going to want to not live a fulfilling life? You know, that can mean different things for other people. What does fulfillment mean in that sense? But ultimately, that's the goal. Ultimately, it's to feel a certain way and to approach things intentionally. All right, so along those lines, like, how do we make a decision? Because decisions are a funny thing. I mean, they, in many ways, shape our outcomes, right? They shape the direction we go. We come to two paths, perhaps a crossroads with many different routes. And we have to make a decision as to which direction we go. And we get stuck. We get stressed. We don't know what to do, especially when big life decisions or seemingly big life decisions come along, and we hold a lot of fear of fucking things up, of looking back later and wishing we made a different decision, or being scared that a certain decision won't give us security, you know, and whatever that means for you. And it's, I want at least to know how I should approach these decisions. How should I look at them? How should I map them onto some sort of framework for my life, right? And the axiom I'm working along and I'm working with here is that a fulfilling life is the product of congruence. Congruence in the sense that every day, moment to moment, living in alignment, living spontaneously in one sense, and also courageously in another, right? There's going to be fear no matter what, but the difference lies in if we act in opposition to that, if we go and do what we have to do anyways. But in any case, the optimal outcome of this congruence, right? The product is fulfillment. And if that's what we want, congruence is the path to get that. So if we could map all our decisions alongside our values, right? The things we aim to live by, the principles we wish to embody, then that would thus produce what we ultimately wanted, right? And there's many things, certainly, we think we want that sound nice, at least to the person we are now. Many things that are the safe route that will protect us in some sort of fashion. But maybe those aren't the things we want. Maybe the things I think for myself, about wanting, say, 5 years from now or whatever, maybe that isn't the most direct way to fulfillment. Maybe it is. I don't know your case. But we have to face that on some level. But I guess what I'm really trying to say is that we have things we want, and then there's things we need, right? So a lot of things will happen in life. Many of them won't be what we want, but hopefully, and God willingly, they will be what we need, right? So I feel like we should care a lot about making decisions, about aligning them with our top values, right? And so the first part of this whole framework, of this whole thing I'm trying to present here, is if we want to live a fulfilling life, we have to align our decisions with our values, right? We have to be congruent in that way. We have to be in highest alignment with ourselves. And that will produce what we actually want. That's the overall message of this. And so how do we do that? Where do we go from here? What the hell do we do, right? So first, we have to know our values. And that's so individual to each one of us. It's so personal. And I've done quite a bit of work, a decent amount of work over the past couple months, really thinking about this, taking different tries at it, different passes, looking at different angles. And I'm still working on mine, but I have a general idea, and they've remained pretty consistent. And I know that these are the most authentic to me. Things like truth, spirituality, things like love, compassion, congruence can be one of those values. Nature, simplicity, commitment, growth, contribution, service, those are just some of them. But the main thing is to have, 10 or so of our top values and know them by heart, know them like they're listed on the back of your hand, right? Just know them, really consider them, take some time, multiple passes at it to really figure out what's authentic to you. Ask, why is this authentic to me? Why do I resonate with this value? And you may come to find that it's not all it was cracked up to be for you. It wasn't what you truly wanted to embody. It wasn't the most authentic to you. There's so many values. Set aside all your biases, all your preconceived notions, and just get to the heart of, what do I most value in life? What things do I value most? And ask, how do those relate? Like, what's the meta perspective on those things I value and I enjoy? And from that, you should be able to get to a value. So if you value making your own living, doing things you love, having freedom to travel, or these things, maybe that meta value is freedom. And that's just one example, but make sure you know you have your top 10 values. And then this is where the rubber hits the road. We get our decisions that we're faced with, the crossroads that we're at. You could write all this stuff down, or you could just really contemplate about it. But which decision is most aligned with your values? And another thing about the top 10 values is have them listed in the order of priority. So you're going to have to compare each one with the other and say, which one would I choose in some situation over the other? And that's hard as hell. It really can be. You know, really know what your top three or so values are out of that 10 or whatever, and compare your decisions, your options to that. And it's, at first glance, it's that simple. Is compare it, know which one goes with which. Obviously, the top one, the decisions or the options that align with those top three or so values, those are going to be the best choice for you, but easier said than done, right? So just throw some sort of example. You're at a job. You really don't care for the job, right? But you have some inkling, some vision of what you want to create for yourself, how you want to make a living, but it's scary as hell because you'll have to take this other job part-time or just quit it totally and make less money somewhere else while you fund yourself to do what you actually love and what you want to do. And that's scary as hell. And I haven't exactly been faced with that decision yet, but I know many people are. And I foresee that that may be in my future. And surely it'd be better to avoid that altogether and just, you know, be in congruence the entire way. But, you know, those decisions, those options that are up there with your top values, those are going to be the path to your most fulfilling life. Like I said, just repeating shit now is like, it's easier said than done. But at least you know where that path is going to lead. In general, that is going to lead to the most fulfilling life, but you don't know what the hell that means. You don't know what that looks like 5-10 years down the road. And that's where faith comes in. And that's, in fact, another one of my top 10 is faith. Not in the sense of necessarily religious faith, but faith that things will pan out the way they need to in the most fulfilling way they can if I show up, if I am true to myself, if I do the things I really want to do, if I'm fully authentic, if I embody my values. And there's some phrase or quote out there about if you show up, the universe will conspire in every way possible to help you, right? If you do what you're supposed to be doing, meaning you do what you want to truly be doing. And that takes a big leap of faith. And we're going to be tested time and time again. I may have said this before on a different podcast. We're going to be tested time and time again. And it comes back to how strong is our faith, right? How strong is your faith down this path? You know, are you willing to risk everything possibly to truly have what you want? And just saying that, it seems, I guess I know it's so much fucking harder to actually be in that situation and to go through it. And so these words aren't doing it justice. And I know that. And I'm sure you know that too. And that's great. But read between the lines and take out this really nugget of fucking wisdom, right? Is act in alignment. And you'll reach your destination. And it may not, like I said, be the destination you envisioned. And it very well may be. And I can almost guarantee that if you don't act in alignment, you won't get whatever it is that you envision and that you seek. Because you're going to just, like, you're living as someone else. You're living, like, society's living through you. The bullshit's living through you. And life's too fucking short to just do what you want. You know, to be yourself, to just be a little bit more spontaneous and just sing a fucking song or go on a run or just do something. The simple things too. But that, I guess where we could run into problems with this whole framework, with this whole congruence thing is like, yeah, if you're top 10 values have some values in there that aren't you, or you didn't fully think through them, if you didn't consider how it's not an intrinsic value, but it's a value you think you should have. It's something you think would be morally or just more fitting into social convention. So say family. Family's a value. And maybe you're not, maybe you don't really care about having kids at this point in your life, or even at any point in, or anything like that, but you still wrote it down as one of your top 10s. Like, what the hell are you doing? There's no moralizing here. There's no judgment here. No one else is seeing this but you, most likely. And so just dream a little. Just actually dig down and let part of yourself out right on that paper. And stop taking it so seriously. Like, just be sincere with it. Put that intention out. Okay, I'm trying to lay out myself, my values that I hold most dear in front of me. And maybe they will change. Maybe they will stay the same. But my intention is to be authentic as fuck right now. And so maybe I won't take action on those. But if I don't set that intention to at least be authentic in that moment, to just lay myself out there, I guarantee you won't take the action. And that's true. That's certainly true. But I also don't want to take away from the fact that we do have to act, right? And it's hard. It's scary. It's not it's not easy by anyone's stretch of the imagination. But how strong is your faith? Can you make those decisions to change the quality of your life, to live your best life here, now? And the journey is going to be the best part, right? The journey is the process is the most fulfilling thing. That's, you don't find yourself at the end of the road. You find yourself during it. So it's really important to prepare with this inner work to face these decisions. You will be absolutely blind without them. You'll just be wandering around different paths. You're being directed by your environment, by influences in your life that really don't have your best interest at heart, that don't care if you live a less than optimal life. And just to reiterate the main point, is that the quality of our life is shaped by our decisions, and our decisions are shaped by our values. And so we have to know them. We have to embody them. And we have to map our options, our decisions, onto those values. Know which ones will take us to the end of the road, to fulfillment. Because that's what this whole fucking thing's about. Everything you do is for fulfillment. It's, you know, you do a lot of things to be happy. Happy is very different than fulfillment. Because fulfillment takes into account the whole range of the human experience. The positive, the negative, the light, the dark, the good, the bad, the just, the unjust, all these things, that's fulfillment. All right. Know your values, make some decisions, take some action, be kind to yourself and others, and don't take things too seriously. See you next time. All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that. Hopefully you're going to figure out your values. Hopefully you're going to map those with your decisions and really figure out what you need to do, or what you want to do, what you get to do to live a fulfilling life, to live the best life you can. So that's in your hands. Mine is in my hands. Let's do our best. Let's take that fucking action and live fully. Live authentically. Do all this shit to not let it go to waste. To not look back and say, fuck, I fucked up. So, with that said, check out my website, memeandmeaning.com. Gonna be posting these as YouTube videos soon. Hopefully gonna get those up. And then, on Facebook, Meme and Meaning, all that stuff. Like, share, whatever you want. And have an excellent week.